Okay, so when we're talking about essential oils and everything, and peppermint, peppermint's really good for headaches, hot flashes. If you put a drop or two of peppermint, usually one drop in something like this, in the summertime, it feels like you're drinking ice water. And so I'll do peppermint and orange because the peppermint isn't my favorite. I'll do a drop of wild orange and a drop of peppermint. And then as you're drinking it, your whole insides are cooled out. And then if I'm working on horses, I have one of the bandanas that holds water. I put it in peppermint water. And you put it on and it feels like an ice pack when you have to work on horses in the heat. And then it's wet, you just take it off, whip it through the air, put it back on, and it's an ice pack again. That's how I got through endurance rides in the heat. So it's pretty cool. So I'm going to take the Digest Zen. What do I do if my horse is colicking? Okay, so as you know, this is not to replace your normal veterinary care, but sometimes it takes vets hours to come out and see you. Okay. So we combine the butt tuck and the belly lifts. So you gotta lift the ribs on and free them up on both sides. And if you know how to, release the pelvis so they can do the butt tuck better. And when you combine the two, it lifts large and small intestine and you usually get really big gas coming out. Okay, so a colic is a blockage of some kind and haze and grains are fermenting, creating more gas. Okay, it comes back to most horses are developing enterolus stones by the time they're three, because all they have to do is pick up something that they can't digest, a piece of baling twine, and the body puts the minerals around it. So hard water, they'll grow faster. In London, we had a whole bunch of that because our water's really hard and really high in minerals. Extra calcium will help that grow. So the whole point of the apple cider vinegar, a third of a cup a day. In Sacramento, UC Davis had cut out some stones out of a horse, weighed and measured them, sewn them, put them back in, and fed the horse apple cider vinegar for a while. I think it was a couple of months, and then they took them out, and they could see they were breaking down. The outside that's shiny was breaking down, and you could see all the rough stuff inside.
I use a lot. That's another reason why I use it.
You know, so...
Not for the horses, for myself too.
But it has to be the raw organic. It has to be made from apples. Right. And there are recipes online where you can make your own.
The brack.
What has it has to have the mother in it. So Hind says apple cider flavored. And people say, well, I've been feeding this stuff for years. And that's why it's not working. So when we're working on side bone and ring bone, need to feed the apple cider vinegar inside, right, to help break down the osteoarthritis calcifications. Need to get them off the high mineral or alfalfa feed, the water in the feed, because you can't keep putting it in the body and expect a change. Need to do the body work, the first rib and everything, to balance the feet so that the joints can be loading correctly. And then you can do the bomb sweat on the outside. So if people only do the bomb sweat and they say it doesn't work, I said, because you didn't change why it's there in the first place. You know, they're not loading the joints correctly, so you're going to be rubbing and increasing heat, and then calcium goes to heat, so you got to change that. Okay? So the preventative of the apple cider vinegar, I tell people 3 or 4 months a year to do like a third of a cup. Long-term depletes vitamin B. So if you're going to keep them on it all the time, you have to know that.
I'm sorry, how long did you say?
3 to 4 months. You just kind of muscle test. You know, the older they are, the longer they're going to need it. But it does alkaline the system. It's a little bit hard on tooth enamel.
But still do it every day, the 3 or 4 months.
Well, you're going to muscle test. But if you're working on side bone and ring bone and the whole balance of the horse, you want it in there for all that time. So coming back to the colic and the gas buildup, you need to see why. Okay? If you have clients with really gassy horses, oh yeah, he's gas powered. You already have blockages. Every time he canters or trots, he farts. You need to start looking in there. They shouldn't be going down the trail. Right?
And the vet will tell you, oh, well, they're not
going to
colic. They've got gas.
Yeah, it's moving.
It's moving. But there's something backing up that it is. And then it moves, and then it can get by. So when they're doing the daily yoga is the best time to do the psyllium. Because they're lifting large and small intestine as the psyllium's going through. It can be more effective. When we film that yoga video, that 9.5-minute video, after doing all that to the mare, she went in the stall and had this huge elephant-sized pile of poop. We're like, where'd that come from? Because we moved everything, and thing that was hanging and stagnant could move too. So if people are going to do the psyllium for 10 to 14 days, I tell them to do the yoga at the same time. Okay, so you need to work on why they're gassy. Because they say, oh yeah, he colic last week, but now he's fine. He's not. He treated a symptom. He didn't look into why he was colicky. Unless he pooped out a plastic bag that he ate, you still have something else going on. A friend of mine, and you won't have any Western medicine professionals recommend this, but they, UC Davis had already sent the horse home to die. They'd already tubed him. They'd already done everything that they could, and they couldn't get the blockage. She hooked him up to her warm water wash rack with a hose as an enema and just filled him up and everything. So that's a last resort. Warm water enema. You have to use quite a lot on a horse to get the warm water in the other end.
But enema is stuff you put in there too, right?
Enema is just warm water in the butt.
Okay.
But the vets don't want you to do it in case there's any tears in there, because then the bacteria, but if they say we can't get out there and you have no horse trailer and your horse is dying and you've done Banamine and you've done everything you can, it's a last resort to get things moving. Warm salt water you can syringe to them, because electrolytes will give you diarrhea. For constipation, on Epsom salt, on the side of the box it says for constipation, warm water and I think a tablespoon or two. So syringing that to a horse is better for him than the mineral oil in the body. So if you have the choice, so salt by osmosis pulls the water from the other linings to give him diarrhea. I'd rather have diarrhea if my horse is colicking. Okay, so there's just these things that while you're waiting for the vet, you can try right away. You know, you want to lift and move stuff. So the other one is this. My vets always, horses would always have issues on holidays. The little baby horse that ran into the 6-foot no-climb fence and sliced its whole eye, like that was a holiday, you know, that kind of stuff. And the vets are like, we can't come out there, put the horse in a trailer. I said, I have a 3-week-old baby who's bleeding out the eye. No. Anyway. And if they're colicky and like they won't get up. So Tiki was pawing at the rubber mats after eating some dry hay pellets, and it was, I think, Memorial Day. And I'm like, oh no. So I always keep Banamine in the fridge. That's one of the things I said, when your vet's there, ask for Bute, ask for Banamine, keep it in the fridge. So I poured this in his mouth and you let him smell it, and then you put it on the navel, it goes right up, and you put it all over the belly. And if you do this on you, and after a gassy meal, it's just gone. It's pretty cool. So I'm gonna let you taste it so that you can feel what it does all the way down. My friend in Canada, her horse was just colicking and it was minus 10 degrees and they don't have any vets out. And she said, oh, I gave them 2 or 3 drops. I said, no, you open the bottle and you kind of free pour it in their mouth until they can't take anymore. Well, it's a horse. How big is that? So just put your finger on the end.
Yeet. It's called, okay, just, yeah. It's called digesting.
Digest Zen. You got to turn your finger over. See? And then just don't drink any other water. But just see what it does all the way down.
Under your tongue?
Just in your mouth.
It moves fast and stuff.
Yeah. So I was at the doTERRA convention, which was just training of where the plants come from and what they do. And this lady behind me in this... the speaker was really good. She was the one talking about adrenal stress and putting this stuff on, and I'm going like this. And she has like this 3-week-old baby and it keeps fussing and she's trying all these oils. And I just asked. So the first time it wanted digestion, 1 drop on each foot, out went the baby. So it was having gas. And so the bottom of the feet is always a safe place. And she was trying all these other oils. Another hour later, the baby's all fussy again. And I handed her Serenity and 1 drop on each foot and out went the baby. The lights and the noise were bothering him. So when you know what the oil does, you know what's going on with something that can't talk. And she's like, how come you picked the right oil the first time? I said, because I asked what was needed. And she's like, how do you do that? So then I ended up having a yes-no thing with like 40 people in a conference room, because you're just going by what the book says to use. You're not asking what the body needs and what the primary issue is. First one was gassy colicky. Second was light and noise. And she's like, boom, out goes the baby.
See, that was the hardest thing that I've had with oils is so many of them do the same thing. So it's like, what does the body need? Like, you know, these 10 oils are for inflammation, but which one does my body need? So now I know how to figure that out.
Right. And you actually send saving money in the long run. Mm-hmm. So when I mix up the hot oil spine treatment for the horses, instead of counting each bottle, they need 10 or 12, I just start pouring in a cup and say, please have me lean back when it's enough. So I don't have to sit there and do 10 drops, 12 drops, 14 drops. I just pour it until I lean back. Level two, we do that with cranial sacral. Please have me lean back when this body's area has had enough. Okay, so I'm into like minimizing time, doing the most I can with having other things help me. How many can feel this cooling all the way in here from that one drop of Digestin? So, and when you put it on the navel, it goes up, and then I just rubbed it all over the sides of Tiki's tummy, and I did the butt tucks and the belly lifts and walked him around, and then I just kept an eye on him all day and asked him if he needed any more Digestin, and he was fine. But Memorial Day weekend farm call is just like...
on Christmas morning.
So it's just little things we can do at home. Keep an eye on the horse. Listen for gut sounds. That was in the other book. You know, get used to what your horse sounds like with just your ear on each flank and tummy. I had put to do that for 4 or 5 days in a row so you know it's normal for your horse. Nobody knows to do that. Isn't that feeling really nice going all the way down? So they have them in chewables for people that get heartburn and acid reflux. And so when humans have gas, okay, something's not digesting. If it's very smelly, it's your proteins. If it's not smelly, it's your carbohydrates. But you shouldn't be having the gas. Things are fermenting. Thus, colonics. Everyone's like, eh, I'll just wait for that other thing, you know, the endoscope or whatever. I'm not. No, thank you. So they're finding that 80 to 90% of all of our diseases is starting in the colon from stuff stagnating. So I tell my clients to go get 3 colonics in a row. And they're amazed at how they feel. But I also do magnesium and the essential oils at the same time. How to take care of ourselves. Cool? So on our oils today, did anybody notice that they had the same one? They all changed? Because what you want to look for is if you're needing the same oil every day, you have a deep chronic issue.
I had the same oil, but it came up for different reasons.
Good. Because we're always just, it's the onion. We're just peeling off the layer, peeling off the layer. You want to get to where you look at your oils. Do I need anything today? No. Good. But if you have friends or horses that aren't doing well, let's see what oils you test for. I show them how to do the yes-nos so that I'm not diagnosing and treating and they feel good about what was chosen. You just hand someone something and say, put this on your feet. They're like, maybe. Cool. How many finished their emotion coding yesterday?
I think I finished.
How many did you release?
Oh,
good. Safe numbers, usually about 2 or 3 a day. People say, oh, let's just get rid of 20 or 30. And I'm going, oh, you're not going to have a good day.
I got a couple cleared out, and I was already feeling off, so I'm like, I'm going to take a break from this, and I'll do more today. So,
I started, one of mine was crying. Like, I cried on the phone with you. I guess I was thinking about that. Anyway, it was crying, and when I was done, I was laughing. I didn't stop laughing. I was like, okay. I was in the room by myself.
They're patterns, and I'm like, how can this little book and this little thing do so many things? Or how can I do it on a friend that I have no history on and say, wow, everything came up at age 34 and 42. What happened in those periods of your life? When I do the Milne cranial session on a human on the table, I'll say, well, you have no light in your sacrum. It's kind of gray, tailbone, age 3, what happened? and we'll find a trapped emotion in there, and then they'll notice their whole SI and their sacrum kind of shifts because they've been holding that. So all we are doing is finding and removing blockages so the body can heal itself.
So I had trouble yesterday with my yes no's kind of going out in the afternoon. I felt like my brain was just not there. So I just had to go quiet time this morning. I went back and looked at the book a bit online, and I prayed about it, and I just asked for strength, and I was able to get through three emotions that were really interesting. And one was from my dad, inherited, and it was shock. And I don't know if I know still what exactly it was. It wasn't something that I knew of in his past. So I asked if I could clear my dad too, and it said I could. Mm-hmm. So I didn't ask my dad's permission, but I did it. So I don't know whether I should like tell my dad in case he does anything or sleep alone again.
I mean, you can tell him you're taking a class, but then if you say, can I work on you sometime? And he says, no, I don't want to, then have a no. Where for immediate family, you don't need permission.
Okay, that's obviously.
But all your dad's stuff is affecting you and any siblings you have and any children you have. Hey, I didn't come from this woo-woo stuff. This was all new to me 10 years ago. I was like, oh, well, I don't think so. Until my friend in Arizona wasn't doing good. And I said, okay, let me try something. And she said, now I can breathe. I went, okay, I guess it works. So I'm always like, any trapped emotions this week? Nope, good. Okay, so we did trapped emotions yesterday. You guys are going to partner up and do bladder sweeps in a minute. Whose vitality is really low today?
I have a question about that. My yes, no. And this may be strange, and I want to know how to deal with it. These lights bother
I know.
Really bad. And when I taught school, I always had to turn them off and put lamps around. Not only for the kids, but for myself, because I can't handle the humming constantly. Does that affect... That's what I'm... Because outside I don't have a problem.
But I mentioned also that if you're standing next to like lights or water, even water lines, you know, underground where they have the big like tap that they turn on to water the horses and stuff, can like short circuit your system.
All of our main water lines are like in this building. The wash bays are right there.
So. Do we have this light instead of these lights?
They should worry. Might have to pull the switch. I don't know. I just flip switch.
Right in the center should be the light.
Okay, not that switch.
There we go. Is that
okay? That's why I just couldn't get free while I go to my yes, no, I guess. I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of.
Cool. So I'm going to need a volunteer. I'm going to share with you something from my relationship classes. Who wants to volunteer in front of the camera and do muscle testing?
I'll do it.
Okay. So just come over here.
Are they left with a woman in them?
Yeah. Okay, so you know how to do the arm thing? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you ready? I'm going to push. Show me a yes. Show me no. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Show me no. Okay, that's good. So I'm either going to think something clearly positive or clearly negative about her. We're not going to make eye contact, but I'm going to show you how what you think actually projects. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, so hold your arms. Okay. Okay, I'm going to push. Mm-hmm. Are you holding? When I push you're supposed to push up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. You feel the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thinking that you don't have to know anything about them, but just saying she's an amazing divine goddess will project and she'll be strong. Thinking that she's full of parasites and worms and whatever, and then she'll go weak. So anything you think about the horse or your coworkers, you are projecting. And they will show up to meet you that way. If you think your husband or your boyfriend's a piece of shit, they will. And whatever you focus on, the negatives in the people, you're going to get more of it. Mm-hmm. If you focus on everything they don't do right or aren't doing, you're going to get more of that. You need to focus on the few things they do right to show up more. Cool? So now we're going to do it again, but she's going to think amazing thoughts about me. Because you've been around other women where you just get in and you feel like, right? Okay. So this is how you block that. Okay? So you ready?
So I'm thinking
that I'm just amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
You can make something up, but it's just you're projecting amazing. Okay? And you're just staring straight ahead at the wall. And I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. And you felt like Superwoman. Mm-hmm. Did you see that even the difference in her pushes?
A little stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want a job or a bank loan, you know, and he's in there and he's got food all over his shirt. Don't go in thinking he's a slob because you're going to project that. Wow, he's an amazing provider and he really enjoys his food. You don't have to know anything about them, but what you project is going to show up. They're going to want to be in your energy. So when you're looking for new clients, mm-hmm. this is amazing, loving, kind woman who loves her horse, even though the horse, you're just going, oh my God. But that whole projection is the energy that they want to come into. Cool. Thank you. So the more we think positive, so it was really funny. I always tell my students when you're picking a new horse, you don't want to be the last one to come from the bathroom or the break because you'll get the biggest, most obnoxious horse because everybody else already chose. So that happened. She had a phone call and she came around and it was a final exam horse and she comes around the corner and she looks at this huge horse. She goes, oh shit, not him. And all the other students said they didn't want to work on that horse. He was too hard to work with. And I said, excuse me. So she's out there and she's... clear all that, you know, and then sprayed herself release. She comes out, look at you, big, beautiful guy. I get the privilege of working on you. And the session went beautiful. And because someone admired him walking in, he wanted to be in her energy. And all the students are peeking around the corner going, oh, wow, he's letting her do it. But it's how you walk into the stall. People say, go get the Cushing's horse. I go, can we stop labeling the horse?
Yeah.
You know, it's like my stupid kid or my whatever husband. You're labeling them. They're going to become that. Okay? So how many want to see what their beliefs are on money?
I know what my beliefs are around money.
Okay, so stand up, put your yeses and nos on. So remember, please show me a big yes. Please show me a big no. And then, am I on? Okay. Now say this statement and see if you lean forward and lean back. I love money. Okay, that brings it in. Now say, money loves me. Money loves me. That's why it doesn't stay. You can find your glitches. You know, so if you don't believe that it's supposed to be there in your bank account, you know, because I use it for videos and helping more people, then more is not going to come in and stay. If it comes in, it's just gone right away. So there's EFT tapping. You guys have heard about that? Like Brad Yates is my favorite. And he has ones for like, I'm a money magnet and I'm a love magnet. And those are really good ones to look into for affirmations. So, have you heard about mind mapping?
I've heard it.
So, for each area of your life, love and money and business and this and that, you can do a mind map. So, I would do a mind map for my clinics, you know, and all the students show up and they're really happy with what they learn and they tell all their friends. And then in your love life, what you want to show up. And then in your home environment, what you want to show up. And when you put it down there and you're specific and you write it in detail as if it already happened, it does. I've had people that did that a year later and they contact me and they said, I wanted a new job and I got it and everything's really great. I wasn't specific enough. I was fired and had no income for 3 months, but I did get the new job I wanted. She goes, next time I do my mind map, I'm going to be more specific. Cool. So everybody do their taps this morning. K27s. Thymus. Digestion. I can still feel the digestion going down in there. You do not want to taste oregano going down like that.
Mm-hmm. I've done it.
Yeah.
Gonna keep
being. See, I did 3 or 4 drops of oregano oil, and I can't taste it because I had food in my stomach in the gel cap. Good. So where's our vitality? Yeah, you guys are all like. So does anybody want to see how to clear a parent or someone at home? Because she woke up and said, oh, I didn't do that emotion on that horse that I could have done. I said, you could have done it from bed, and then you would have went right to sleep because her brain was firing about it.
Yeah.
So remember yesterday I explained you just kind of shrink them down and envision that they're in front of you. You ask permission. Is it okay if I do this, right? And you just imagine that your energetic hand is going over that area. So you can imagine they're laying face down on a massage table, but you can shrink them down to this big. So do you want to pick somebody at home and try and find an emotion? You can even do a pet if you don't want to do a person. Because sometimes you will get some horses that are so traumatized they won't let you near them. So you can emotion code them from a couple feet away, and then within a couple minutes they'll just go like... Yeah, so like if I was doing, say, my mom, is there a trapped emotion? Yes. Regular heart wall. Is it current? No. Age 70, 71, 72, 73. I just know a lot of stuff came up age 73 for her. So I just in column A, column B, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. What's B3, 4? B3, self-abuse. So I just say her name. Helena Gunther is now releasing the trapped heart wall emotion, age 73, of self-abuse. Helena Gunther is now releasing self-abuse from age 73 heart wall. All thoughts, feelings, and emotions of self-abuse, age 73 heart wall. Helena Gunther are now being released. She is now free and clear of the trapped heart wall emotion of self-abuse. And then I get a lean forward that it worked.
First, ask permission, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just always nice so nothing bounces back on you. Is it appropriate to clear a trapped emotion for somebody? It's just friends and stuff that aren't in your family you're supposed to ask permission.
But one you can
in your family ask. You don't need to.
What do you think?
I just know that I'm going to get along better with that person when they're not there, so I just do it. And no matter what happens, their life, their health, their organs are going to be better. So I just give it as a gift.
So with the horses, I'm very empathic, and so like working on the little chestnut, all of the things that came up with her, I mean,
the one with the headache?
Yes.
That we did that, yeah.
And I have a hard time distancing myself from it and not feeling it because I know it's not doing her any good.
For you to pick it
poor,
up.
Poor pitiful thing, all that so awful kind of talk.
And she was, once we put all that release on her head, she was broadcasting.
Yeah.
Somebody's listening! And she's like, funk.
But how do you personally not go there?
So I'm aware that it's not mine and it's affecting me.
Okay.
And I said, thank you for letting me know, and I just send it back. So I was working with a very talented client. She does barefoot trimming and equine dentistry in Indiana. And we were doing work, and I was doing some cranial on her horse's head. And he was so shut down, he was a thoroughbred off the track. And three of us were just like, woom, woom. I said, are you getting a headache? You getting a headache? It's just his. I just say, thank you very much.
Okay.
And everyone's like, it's not nice to send it back. I said, it was already theirs.
Right.
They're just letting us know. I just said, thank you for letting me know.
Right.
And then I put more release on her head to answer her need.
Well, when you were doing
need.
That, my jaw was killing me. And I'm like, I don't know if this is mine or hers. And driving home, I was started thinking about it. And I'm like, that was hers.
But you need to ask, you know, is this mine? No. So you just get some release and you just address it. She's just broadcasting.
So I could even put it here to...
No, you would put it on her. Right. She's talking, you're hearing, it's letting you know that you're listening. But anytime you come up, I'd have someone that used to hold the horses and their ankles would hurt and this would hurt and this would hurt until she cleared it. So she knew when it was clear on the horses. But you have to not take it into you. You take it in like a sentence or a statement.
Say, thank you very much, but then you said...
No, thanks for letting me know. I can't do anything for you today, or let me put some release on that spot. Her head is so smushed, she's going to have teeth issues. She was like, do not touch up there.
So could you actually... Could that horse get to a point where that headache is totally gone?
That's what I do in level 3. I totally pull that bone back up and reset her ears, and all that don't touch goes away. I've had people, clients cry that there was an older gelding and you could not touch him above the eye. And she bought him like that. She has to open the bridle to do this. And yeah. We did the level 3 and his head was down the next day and she was just in tears and she was just stroking his ears. It just hurts. So they're telling you not to touch it. And as soon as we pull all that up and soaked it with release, the next day they're like this. I had a big chestnut fire-breathing dragon in London. We're out in the middle of a field, and he's rearing, and they rescued him off the racetrack, $500, and he was lame. And I said, okay, so which one of my students wants to work on this one? And they're all like... So we just missed release all over him, and it took me about 25 minutes to get it on his head. And then he could at least get the body work. Because when you got the migraine and you got the noise and you got all this, you and your whole body's in pain. You're just like, don't touch me. And when the husband came to pick up the horse 3 days later, he didn't recognize him. He was soft and golden and his head was down and he was going like this and he was sound. And he's like, that's not my horse.
Yeah.
I guess it is. It's your new horse. So, yeah, she had some issues going on, and that's why I'll at least just address it with the release. That's why we put release all over the heads in level 1, even though we're not working on cranial in level 1. Cool? Release works really good on any neck, or if the horse steps on your foot, any horse bites. It's the first thing I put in a wound to take the anger away. Cool?
So how many ounces is the release bottle?
4 ounces, and then I put it with a 1/2 gallon of distilled water.
Oh, right.
If you're not going to use it for a long time,
Okay.
If you have one horse,
what's
I wouldn't...
What's the time?
A couple months.
Okay.
It doesn't do well stored in the plastic and the heat and the, yeah. You know, so I only mix it up if I'm going to go work on a bunch of horses. At home, you can just put out like 2 or 3 ounces with, you know, in your quart. Depending on how many horses you're going to work on, but it's the first thing I spray on any wounds, you know, me or the horses. Takes the anger out, bruising, trauma, neck aches, headaches, Bach flower essences. And we know the difference between oils and Bach flower essences now. Okay. Any questions about Atlas Axis yesterday? Anything that we were doing? Defense posture. You all got your north fingers. We're going to be doing the same thing that you did yesterday, all again, while your brain's all fresh. And then we go to lunch, and then I teach you the next on the same horses, so we don't have to rotate them around. Good? No more questions? I must be doing a good job.
I had questions starting up here, but now I can't remember.
So say I choose to remember. So every time you have a negative statement, you bring it into the future. So in the past, you draw that little line in the sand, and now I choose to remember. It's like when you lose your halter or the keys or whatever, I just tell the little angels to put it back. And you know, and I would like it to be found, you know. So...